Prime Minister Narendra Modi's announcement that the center will distribute free vaccines to everybody from June 21st onwards is finally some good policy thinking. But more importantly, it's very good and clever politics. So far, the centers, the Modi government's vaccine policy seemed to be all over the place. It was patchy, it was laggard, and it was no way on track to vaccinate everybody eligible in good time. Suddenly now, Narendra Modi has swooped in, as he always does, and become this messiah, has become this great savior of Indians by saying that now the center will take charge and will start providing vaccines to everybody. Effectively, through his address to the nation on Monday evening, what he has done in one stroke is to say that the states were not able to fulfill their obligations and duties, the states were unable to run the vaccination program, and which is why the center has now benevolently, generously stepped in. Just try and understand his speech a little bit. You don't even really need to read between the lines. You just need to read the lines to know how explicitly the messaging of this speech, of this address, and of giving free vaccines to all Indians was to say that it is the Modi government that is now stepping in to control something that was not being carried out properly, that was not being executed properly. Interestingly, in the speech, he blamed states fairly obviously. He said that earlier when the center was managing everything, states said that, you know, health is a state subject, so why should the center control everything? And then the center allowed states to do take their own calls, run their vaccine programs, and then various states, and in this he named states like Orissa, Jharkhand, etc., Rajasthan, have started demanding that the center take charge of vaccination programs. So now the center will give out vaccines to everybody above the age of 18 from June 21st onwards. So that was the clear message of the Narendra Modi speech on Monday. As I said, you don't even need to read between the lines. This was what the entire speech was about. If you thought so far that Narendra Modi was not listening to the criticism coming his way, you were wrong. He was listening very intently. But he just chose to respond to it the way he always does, through a monologue. So instead of, you know, getting into a press conference or taking questions or allowing cross-questioning with chief ministers, what he did was have another Man Ki Baat kind of address, where he tried to address each of the criticisms that came his way, almost poking fun at the criticisms and responded to them. So as I said, it was a monologue that completely suits Narendra Modi's style. And through that, now what he has told his voters, what he has told India's masses, what he has told his constituency is that where the state governments failed, where the state governments were unable to do what they were expected to do, what they should have done, and which is why the center, Narendra Modi's government, has had to step in. In fact, let me read out what exactly he said, what kind of problems are faced in such a big task. They started getting to know by they. He's referring to state governments. And he very loudly then finally declared that for all Indians, it is the government of India that will provide free vaccines. And with this, his messaging was complete. So very evidently, the message he was trying to send out was that it was his government that was going to take charge now. Never mind that, of course, it was because of this government that the vaccination program of the country has been tottering so much. It's the center that has executed, planned, implemented the vaccine program very poorly. But that does not matter when Narendra Modi, you know, sort of projects himself as this great messiah, as this great savior, and then becomes this person who's indispensable to the country in an hour of crisis. Now let's go back a little bit to see that this is not the first time this is happening. You know, Narendra Modi may or may not know his policy very well. The jury may still be out on that, but he does know his politics extremely well. And make no mistake about that, there should be little doubt about it. So each time there is a criticism that comes his way, Narendra Modi is able to address it, and his messaging is so strong and his messaging is so astute that he manages to convince his voters that he is not at fault, that everybody else is at fault, and that he is really the savior of the country. So when the opposition calls him chore or questions corruption in the Rafal deal, Narendra Modi drills in the message of being the chowkidar of the country, and people lap it up. or for that matter, when demonetization happens, which is a complete policy blunder, Narendra Modi is able to convince voters that that served some purpose, however amorphous it may be. And it's very evident from the election results that we saw post-demonetization that he did manage to convince his voters. When surgical, when the Uri attacks happen, Narendra Modi strikes back with surgical strikes, becomes a savior. When Pulwama happens, Narendra Modi strikes back with the Balakot airstrikes, again becomes the savior of the nation. So the message Narendra Modi has always sent to his voters is that he is the savior, he is the true leader of the country, and everybody else is failing in doing what they ought to do, what they should do. And that's precisely what has now happened with the vaccine policy. Now, the opposition was rightly targeting the government on its complete mishandling of the second wave of the COVID pandemic. And this was an issue that had the potential to put Narendra Modi and his government in the dock. Everybody who's trying to get a vaccine is struggling, and that's something that is a mass problem, which is something that can become a cause to bring, to sort of damage the BJP, to damage the Narendra Modi government. But through, as I said, his very clever messaging, what he has now done is basically sent out the message that the problems that have happened so far with the vaccination program is because of state governments. And going forward, he is now taking charge, he is now saving the nation, because state governments are not able to, and they've asked the center to now take charge. And going forward, he is the one who's providing free vaccines to everybody, and he'll be the one to ensure that the nation is entirely vaccinated. So while his critics may be able to see through all these, may be able to see gaps in his policy, in his politics, and in his speeches and addresses like these, his voters get convinced. Because, as I said, the power of Narendra Modi's messaging is so strong. So while this address may seem like another Mann Ki Baat to some, it's this very baat that ends up convincing voters to vote Narendra Modi back to power. For more, you can log on to our website, theprint.in, to read my column, Politics.